Hey guys, most people that listen to my show know that top of the mountain sex for me is when my guy comes at the same time as I do. And I think the reason why I like it so much is because it doesn't happen often. And that's because there's an orgasm gap. Girls take a little bit longer to come than guys, but there is a total solution to that problem, and that is Promescence Delay Spray. Promescence Delay Spray is not just for guys with PE. It is for any guy that wants to last a little bit longer in bed without having to worry about it. All you do is spray it on. It's not going to totally numb you out, and it's not going to transfer to your partner. And for your partner, they have a whole line of women's products. I use their warming gel, which I love. They also have a supplement called Vitaflux, which you could take as a supplement or you could take it as a drink. One of my guests recently raved about how it totally changed the game for her guy. And Vitaflux actually is for both men and women, and it's going to make you hornier. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some Promescent now. And for listeners of this show, Promescent is offering 15% off your whole order. So order up. All you got to do is go to promescent.com/strictlyanon. That's promescent.com/strictlyanon. Go there now, order up, and you're going to get 15% off your whole order. Or just go to the description and click on the link.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Confession. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the show on Instagram and Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. If you are listening on any podcast app, follow the show. That helps the show. You'll get my episodes right in your inbox when you follow my show. So hit follow. If you love my show, give me a 5-star review or just hit 5 stars. That kind of thing really helps my show too. Now on Spotify, you could comment on the episodes. Just keep your comments clean and nice. I will publish them over there. It's fun getting comments on the episodes. I love talking about my episodes. That's what I do a lot on my Patreon now. That's what my Patreon is great for. I have over 2,000 people there. And we talk about all the episodes. They get all the episodes early and ad-free. Plus, they see all the hot picks of all of my guests, the anonymous picks. Plus, they get access to my Discord, which is like a private community where everyone's hooking up. So that's my Patreon. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's where all the stuff is going. That's where my community, that's where a big community for my show is. And I love it over there. So if you want to join my Patreon, it's only $5 a month. Like I said, you get all of that kind of good stuff, as well as the anonymous, because the Discord's early and ad-free episodes and a lot of interaction with me. I'm just at the point where I'm too busy to DM people and comment back to people on Instagram and stuff. I just get too much of that stuff going on. So really, I save all of my talking to my listeners over on my Patreon. So if you want to talk to me, join that. Patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast is literally only $5 a month. That's not even like, it's like what, $1.10 a week, $1.25 a week? That's it. It's super cheap, I think, and I give you a lot of stuff over there. This is a confessions episode. If you have a naughty confession that might possibly be aired on an upcoming episode, make sure to call my confessions hotline. You could call the number 24/7. I change everybody's voices. You got 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. Make sure, though, when you call the number, which is 347-420-3579, that you're calling from a quiet place. Do not call me from your car phone, okay? Call me when you're home, in your room, or your closet, alone. Make sure the phone is up to your ear. That's actually going to be the best way to get the best sound. The number is 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. So anyway, I got some good confessions today. A lot more people are calling in and leaving great confessions. Today's confession starts off with a young girl. She sounds younger than she is. It was a topless maid. Okay. She cleans people's houses topless. Followed by a guy who has been in the lifestyle with his girl for 14 years. He talks about how they started, issues they had, and all the crazy stuff they do. And then we hear from a guy who has the craziest story. His mother walked in on him in the middle of something cray cray. I'm not going to tell you what it was. You're going to have to listen. But it was a really crazy thing that mom saw. Oh, my God. He's followed by a woman who's poly. She's very poly. She's got a husband. She's got a boyfriend. One's a cuck. One's a bull. And they're all in love. We hear from her, and then we hear from a guy who's into MILFs and dudes. He's a young guy. And then you're going to hear from a guy who claims he jerks off to me when he listens to my show. And he also has a couple fetishes that he talks about. And then we hear from a woman who's only in her 30s, and she's looking to get freaky. This is a girl who hasn't really done that much, but she's looking to get freaky and hook up with couples. And she describes what she's looking for, what she's all about, and all that kind of good stuff. I give her my advice. Of course, you always hear in these episodes my critique after the confessions, and I talk about all kinds of different things. I wind up confessing a lot and telling crazy stories, talking about different things. Like on this episode, I talk a lot about amateur porn and jizz and topless cleaning women. Polyamorous people, why MILFs and 20-something-year-olds are perfect pairing. And then I give some great advice to the girl that wants to get freaky. So stay tuned. I'm going to be right back on with the first confession.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hi, Kathy. My name is Anna. I'm actually from a small town in Alabama. So I've never really done one of these anonymous phone calls before, but I listen to your show all the time. I guess I just want to confess that I am a topless maid. I have an OnlyFans, and I'm trying to get into the lifestyle. I am submissive with men, but I'm dominant with women. I do have 2 kids. I've been divorced for 3 years. I am only 26. So, yeah, I'd love to talk about all my experiences with you. It's been fun so far, and I'm also just curious on how I can get more into the lifestyle and explore. Thank you.
Okay, so, yeah, this girl has been living life, right? She's only 26. She's already divorced, 2 kids. She's got a career. She's a topless maid. Oh, my God. She is booked to call in. I am super excited to talk to her because I have a million questions for a topless maid. Like, don't you want to know what kind of guy would hire a topless maid? I think like a lot of guys listening are like, oh, I would totally hire a topless maid. But I think when it comes down to it, most guys wouldn't. Have most guys ever hired a topless maid? Or maybe you just don't know that they exist. I don't know. I wonder, like, where does she advertise to find people? With Craigslist not around, I don't know. Do you have to be in the know to know where the topless maids are? I didn't know. Listen, I know that a lot of guys have like a maid kink. It is a thing, right? I think you could mock that up with your partner. We've all heard about those people on the news who have been busted because they're going after the maids in the hotels. I knew a girl years ago when I worked in bars who was also working in a hotel as a cleaning lady, and she was straight up, yeah, the guys staying at the hotels were fucking lecherous. And I also have a friend who was staying at a very high-end hotel and wound up off the premises hooking up with a girl who was coming in to clean. I guess he hit on her and then they took it off job site. I don't know. But that is a thing. So I could imagine that she does get hired, right? I just wonder what kind of guy actually pulls a trigger and sees an ad and is like, oh, I want a topless maid. And then like, what do? Have her come in and she just like cleans and then they like follow her around. I don't know. It's like, do they make her bend over and pick stuff up? There's something about girls being topless and bending over that's like a thing for guys, right? I have my sister had a doctor that she went to once, and I've told you before on this show that every woman has a creepy fucking doctor cross the boundary story, okay? My sister's included. Her going in for like a cold or something normal to the doctor. I forget exactly what it was. But this dude, literally, okay. And this we're talking about was like 80s, 90s. It was way worse back then, okay. The shit that girls had to deal with is out of control. You girls nowadays, you don't have to deal with any of it like we had to. I mean, it was like out of control and acceptable. No one got in trouble. There's no Me Too. And this dude shut the blinds while my sister was in his office and he made her take off her shirt and bent over. I don't know how she just was like, and all of a sudden I'm like bent over topless and my sister had huge boobs. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm assuming this girl's got great tits. She shows up, she takes her top off and then she walks around and cleans and guys just like stare at her. I don't know. I think it's going to be a great poll question on Spotify. And the question is going to be like, if you could hire a topless maid, if there was one in your area and you saw the ad, would you hire her? Would you have a topless maid come over? I figure like most married guys couldn't get away with that. Most women wouldn't. I wonder if couples hire a topless maid? I doubt it. It's probably just guys. I'm assuming like just guys, right? She does want to get into the lifestyle. She sounds a little freaky. I wonder if she does more than clean their houses. I don't know. You're going to have to tune into that episode. She is set to tape with me, so I will be getting all the details from this girl. She's 26, but she sounds like she's 21. The mom in me wants to be like, oh my God, be careful showing up topless to some guy's house. You're in a house alone with a guy. Be careful. Anyway, on to the next confession.
Hey, Kathy, my wife and I have been in the lifestyle for about 12 years now. We've been married for 15. We've always had really kinky sex, always really good sex. About 3 years into our relationship, I started introducing her to other guys. And at first, she slowly got turned on and slowly started accepting it. But at first, it was really hard on her. She would actually cry afterwards, thinking that she had betrayed me. And I would reassure her that I was never being betrayed, that actually I really loved it, which is kind of a weird kink. Ever since I was a young kid, I can remember being 5, 6 years old, looking at porn from a stash that my dad had, and it would be really dirty stuff. And I was always into porn from that point on, always really kinky and horny at a young age. In fact, I'm really into amateur porn, which is something that my wife and I also enjoy. We explore glory holes, adult theaters. I've brought her to glory holes, adult theaters. We've gone to spas where there is community hot tubs and saunas. She's had gangbangs in those where they've all come inside her. She really has a cum fetish. I'm not really into the cuckold thing. I don't like to eat cum from her, or I don't like also to be dominated. I'm very dominant myself, but I really enjoy sharing her and seeing guys get off with her. And I love watching her enjoying herself. She lets her hair down and she goes to town on guys, which is super hot. We have a family life. Nobody really knows about this with us. You, from the outside, you would never see or think that we would be into this kind of lifestyle, but it's kind of like our own private kink that we have that only me and her know about, and we enjoy this. So I just thought I'd share that with you.
Let's talk about super hot stories. I know you're here for a hot story. I like hot stories. I'm definitely turned on by what I hear, and that's why I love the Dipsy Stories app. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories. And no matter what you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy has something for you. They have stories about two girls, two guys, threesomes, foursomes, and moresomes. Whatever you want, they got it on Dipsy. Dipsy also has sleep stories and wellness sessions, and they have written stories as well. And you know what I love most about Dipsy is their jump to the action button. So if you're really horny, you want to get right to where the good part starts, you just click a button and it's going to take you right there. So what are you waiting for? Go get Dipsy now. And for listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon, dipsystories.com/strictlyanon, or just go to the description and click on the link for 30 days of free access. You have nothing to lose. Go check it out. Good news, Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. This guy sounds like a lot of my callers. Kind of been there, done that with his wife. He's got an interesting story. I'd be interested to hear those beginning years when his wife was so horrified by what was happening. I wonder, did he like, I don't know. You know, I feel like if your wife's crying about something, maybe it's like abort mission. You know what I mean? Stop doing it. I wonder how they pushed through it. Was it like she would get upset, but then be like, okay, I'll try again. I want to do it. But it wasn't like she was crying because she felt guilty about what she did for herself. It was more like she was worried that she betrayed him. So it was more about her feelings for him as opposed to her feelings about herself. Because I would say if like you go swinging with your girl or try something with your partner, whether it's a man or a woman, and afterwards they're horrified by what they did, crying because they don't feel like it was the right thing for them. That is, you know, a done deal. That's, oh, it's over. Don't ever push that person. But I'm assuming because what he said, it was more she was upset and she would cry, because I think that's kind of like hardcore. She would cry afterwards in the beginning because of him. So maybe that's why they pushed through once he reassured her that he was not only okay with it, but fucking into it, because he was wired that way from his dad's stash. Yes, that happens. She was able to push through, and now they're doing all kinds of crazy things. The fact that she is really into cum is like, I need to get her on the show. I've had a couple women on that have had a cum fetish. Casey loves cum. She's done bukkake episodes, cocky at adult theaters, because she just loves for people to jizz all over herself. People love. There's a lot of guys that are into that. I see the downloads, right? So anything that has to do with a girl being interested in cum is always highly downloaded. There was another one where it was a woman that was really into it, and she always loved like rubbing it all over herself, and she was like super horny. And I was like, that's why you're horny, because there is testosterone in cum, I think, right? So the more you take that in, whether it's in your mouth or on your skin, whatever you put on your skin, it's no different than you're putting it in your mouth, right? Your skin is absorbing it into your body. If you're having guys jizz all over you, you're going to be hornier because you are getting a full dose of free hormones. I pay for hormones. Those bitches are getting it for free. But the all-time favorite, craziest, most controversial guest I ever had on was Donna. Now, it's not Donna. I'm not saying Donna wrong. It was Donna, D-A-W-N-A, episode 360. Okay, Donna. The title was Donna is a Hot Wife Who is Addicted to Sperm. Now, let me tell you, if I got on the phone with Donna today, I would have gotten off the phone with her 5 minutes in, because it was so obvious that Donna did not want to be on my show. I had to pull everything out. She was a hot wife who was addicted to sperm. She loved it more than anything. And her husband was the one that, of course, got her into it. They were like hot wifing. He also was the one who pushed her to call in. And let me tell you, that was a big mistake. But the reason why I'm bringing it up is because as painful as that episode was, it was like pulling teeth the whole time. That is one of the most downloaded episodes I got, okay? When it was on YouTube, oh my God, it had like millions of views. It went viral for sure. As much as people commented like, oh my God, that was painful to listen to, they all listened to it. So many guys are looking for girls who are addicted to sperm for some reason. You tell me. I know a lot of guys who are into like the whole cream pie thing, and they have a cum fetish and they like to be the cleanup guy. A lot of, especially guys that are into the whole hot wife thing. This guy isn't into it, which is cool. He's also into amateur porn. I gotta tell you, when it comes to porn, that's the kind of porn I look for. I remember when I was younger, back in like the olden days, just so you know, young people listening, there were these things called VHS tapes. Like the only way you could get a porn is you had to go like into a place in the back room and buy one. So they were always like hard to come by. VHS porns. Most people had like their one or two. Sometimes you found somebody's stash that they had. It wasn't like on your TV. You had, like I said, you had to literally go to a store and the back room. I remember one year I got everyone porn for their birthday, and it was kind of like the porn was cheap. It's like buy 20, you get them all for $5. So I went to this porn shop and I bought like 20 things from the guy, and I wanted ones with like good covers and stuff, because these were like gifts, and the guy kind of thought I was like a prostitute. I feel like he was like soliciting me, like, do you have a card or something? I forget what he said to me, but it was obvious that he thought, just because I was buying all that porn, that I was like in the biz. I was like, no, I'm just giving everybody the best present ever. Everybody like loved that gift, and it was literally like $5, so $5 of porn. But I remember, though, at that time also switching porn with a roommate of mine. He was like, oh, let me see your porn collection and I'll give you some of mine. And the shit he gave me, I was like, oh my God. The stuff that people watched back in the day when you couldn't really get any of your hands on anything, it really told you something about them. This guy was into the worst porn I've ever seen in my life. I was like, oh my God, you gotta be so bad in bed. Because his porn, okay, and maybe there's going to be a lot of you guys out there that like this, obviously, because I feel like this is most porn. It had like smoke machines and dramatic music, and people were in all kinds of outfits, and it was like highly produced. And I was like, couldn't get horny for this shit if you paid me $1 million. It was so dumb. It was like a bad movie. But this was like his favorite porn. I like straight up amateur porn. I like the real deal. But I also like reality TV. I can't watch scripted TV. It's so bad. The lines that they write for people are so stupid. Unless it's like a really great show, okay, and then the writers are good, I could buy into it. But most shows suck, and most of the lines that they say are like the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I can't buy into it. And I can't buy into overproduced stupid porn with tons of music playing in the background and smoke machines. Okay, this is what this guy was into. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. I gave him straight up amateur porn. Like, that's the hottest thing to me too. And maybe that's because I'm a voyeur. I have a little bit of an exhibitionist in me. I think I'm also a voyeur. I think it's kind of hot to see, to feel like you're getting to peek in on other people having sex, like real sex, like they're really enjoying it. I think that's the other thing with like overproduced porn. I always wonder, are the girls really into it? Like they look just dry as could be, that I'm like, this person doesn't even enjoy it. It's hard to get into it. So anyway, so I'm like this guy, I like amateur porn. Anyway, I got to get this guy on my show, right? It sounds like he's got an interesting story. So now on to the next confession.
Hello, calling in for a confession hotline. Calling about a crazy story I had last night. I was walked in by my mother, but the crazy part was I was fully cross-dressed. I had a date over, an older gentleman, and I was, at the time that she walked in on me, I was being bent over while in a dress, fully cross-dressed. So, very surprised. My mother was very shocked when she walked in on me.
Oh my God, what do you say to this one? This is like the craziest thing I ever heard. I mean, and not that I don't believe it, okay? People are into this kind of shit. I hear from guys that are into cross-dressing, guys that are screwing guys all the time. But this is like a young guy. He's still living at home with his mom. So how young was he and how old? Oh my God. Was the guy that was banging him when his mother walked in? And how did him and his mother ever look into each other's eyes again? Okay, now listen, I have a son and I am a very open-minded mom, right? I'm going to be very open with my son. Look at what I do for a living. When it comes to sex, I could fucking care less about if I... But if I walked in on my son getting banged out while he was wearing a dress by an old man, I would be like, oh my God, I would be a little shocked, even though I know what goes down. That's a hardcore scene for a mom to walk in on. And that's what this confession is missing. Her reaction. He says, yeah, she was shocked, of course. But did she talk about it with him after? Did she just sweep it under the rug? I am assuming she swept it under the rug and never brought it back and lived in denial her whole life. The guy sounds youngish. People of a certain generation, especially like my mom's generation, they were professional deniers. They could just shove everything under the rug, be happy, and move on with life. That's just how that generation rolled. So I'm assuming his mom's from that generation, and she was able to completely deny the fact that that ever happened, and she just moved on with her life, and that made her happy. I don't think there's anything wrong with that either in this situation, because at the end of the day, what are you going to say to your son? You know, if that's what he's into, you're not going to really change him. And you got to be careful of what you say to your kids, because they say what you resist persists. So you keep telling your kids not to do anything, or you're super conservative and you talk to your kids about sex being so bad. All you're doing is making them be totally into hot, dirty sex. Okay. That's just what goes down. So the more you try to push stuff out of your kids, is the more they will rebel against it. So like I said, I would want to know a little bit more about whether there was a conversation after. I also want to know, like, how did the guy get out of there? What was that walk of shame like for the man? Okay. Was he as old as his mom and able to deny too? Was he from that denier generation? I hope so. Because that's a little horrifying. There is that post-nut clarity, but what about that mid-nut clarity? Where you're like in the middle of doing something so naughty and so hot and you get busted by some young kid's mom, and you're obviously probably like married or something. This is some straight dude that's like into cross-dressers. Obviously, this is a secret life for him too. And in the middle of it, this person's mom walks in. Oh my God. How many showers did he have to take to forget about what the fuck happened to him that day? Oh my God. Crazy story. Anyway, on to the next confession.
Hi, my name is Ashley. My husband and I have been together for 5 years, while my boyfriend and I have been together for 8. We are polyamorous. We all live together. There are 4 kids between us. I have twins with my husband and 2 boys with my boyfriend. We are poly. We are proud. We also practice BDSM. My boyfriend's a cuck. and he is proud. And my husband is a bull, and he is proud. And my husband and my boyfriend are best friends. And it goes so much deeper than that. There is so much more I'd love to tell you. So much more I'd love to get into. I'd love to talk about the hate that we get from so many people all the time. The judgment, the stares, the ridicule. I love to talk about the fact that I get called a whore on a daily basis. But I also love to talk about the fact that I love so fucking openly on a daily basis. And I let love guide my life. I let love guide everything about my world. These guys are my world. I'd love to talk sometime. Let's talk. Polly is my life. And I'm proud of it.
Okay, so when I got this confession, I was like, you need to come on the show. And she did. I just never got to air that episode. But let me tell you, this situation, when you hear the details, just like flat out the way she tells it, sounds so super complicated, right? She's got a boyfriend, she's got a husband, she's got two kids with the husband, and then she also has two kids with the boyfriend, and then they're into all kinds of kinky things. And I get why she gets a lot of hate, because from the surface, it just sounds like, what the fuck is going on there? But when I spoke with her, I have to say, her situation sounded clear. Like, she was clear about it with herself. And I think that that's what's most important. I think being polyamorous is very hard. I think most people can't be polyamorous and aren't capable of it. But she obviously is. She's got a long relationship with these guys. And like I said, when I did get the whole story, it was very clear to her what was going on. And it was very right for her. It doesn't matter what everyone else thinks. People are always sort of projecting onto people all the time. People always just take a headline or a short confession like this and they make a judgment on the surface. But when you hear the details, it's a different story.
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call. You talk to one of them, they stay anonymous. I can't hang up. That's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh. Somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today. Beautiful Anonymous.
That's why I do my show. In the hopes that when you hear all the details, you might feel differently about something than you thought you would. Whether it's the woman who's got a husband and a boyfriend, and she's got kids with both of them, and they're all living together in one house. There's, of course, going to be a lot of judgment if that's all you know about the situation. But after I talked to her for an hour, I saw that it was just a very loving situation, and it wasn't like a dark thing. It was a loving situation, and everyone involved was super happy and super clear about it. And that's all that fucking matters. There are real poly people out there that are able to do it successfully, and it is something that completely works for them. And just because it doesn't work for other people doesn't mean that it can't work for people. Do you know what I mean? I just feel people are always projecting, like, if they could never do something, then something can exist, right? I could never be poly, okay? I couldn't even have more than one kid because I'm like, how would I love another? But I totally believe that somebody else can be. And if I didn't, and if I put other people down, it would be just because of my own projection. Just because I could never be poly doesn't mean that nobody else can. Everyone's made different. And that's what makes life exciting, right? If everybody was the fucking same, like, how boring would it be? There's got to be different kinds of people that are into different kinds of things. Because what would we fucking talk about if everyone was the same? Okay. Not everyone's poly, but not everyone's monogamous. Not everyone's into vanilla relationships, but a lot of people are. Like, it just is what it is. And like I said, this situation was clear for her, and it was a salacious episode because it had all these like crazy components. But the end of the day, what I took out of that story is that the situation that they all have with each other, it did come from love, and it worked for all of them, and everybody was fucking happy. So fuck the haters. You know, stop judging people. People even that listen to my show, I typically think people that listen to my show are like non-judgmental people like me. And that's why they come to my show, because they're non-judgmental. But a lot of times it's judgmental people listening too. And I think it's because they just want to be judgy. They want to be able to like look at other people and then feel quote unquote better about themselves, or put somebody in a place beneath them and then feel like they're above them or something. I don't know. I used to see a lot of that shit on YouTube. It's one reason why I love not being on YouTube anymore. It was super toxic. Like, you would just see all these people being so judgmental and rude about people who are living a life that is different than theirs. Even though these people would come on my show and tell their very true stories and put it all out on the table and talk about how happy they are because they opened their relationship, people would still say, oh, they're going to be divorced. It's like, yeah, you're probably divorced already 10 times. A lot of people get divorces, whether you're vanilla or not. A lot of people are going to get a divorce. What does it fucking matter? Why can't you accept the fact that someone has a life different than yours and accept what they say as truth, even if that could never be your truth? So, anyone judgy listening to this, open your mind a little bit. Try to take a beat and think to yourself, am I judging this person because I'm projecting my own shit onto that situation? Try to take yourself out of the situation when you're listening to people. That's what I do. I could never be Polly, like I said, at all. But she can, and she is, and she's living her best life. So anyway, on to the next confession.
Hey, Kathy, this is Chris. I'm just calling to leave you a message. I'm a later 20s guy, been involved with a lot of super hot MILFs on Discord groups, found a couple on Reddit, even hooked up with someone that ended up being my eye doctor. I'm a bi guy, I love playing with my ass. I love just being able to suck a cock. I go on Grindr every now and then and I'll try to find some guys to have some fun with. I've never bottomed or anything like that, but yeah, I've got tons of fun things to talk about, so looking forward to chatting with you soon. See ya.
Okay, don't we want to know how he wound up with his eye doctor? And my first question is, was the eye doctor a woman or a man? I'm thinking it was a woman because he said it right after he said he was hooking up with a lot of MILFs on Discord. Now, is Discord like the new Craigslist? I think so, because my Discord is kind of like Craigslist. Discord is like a cool place. If you haven't looked into Discord servers, there's a lot of them out there. You can't like Google and find them. That's what I like about it. Like, you can never like put in Strictly Anonymous Confessions Discord channel and find it. You have to be invited. You have to have the link. You have to, for me, go through my Patreon and other people's Discords. You have to get, like I said, the link from someone. You have to be in the know. But then once you are in the know and once you're in there, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on Discord. On my Discord, people get to post whatever they want. I made it NSFW, not safe for work site. So people get to post all kinds of X-rated stuff over there. I always say this on my intros and it's very true. Okay, everyone's sending me their X-rated shit. You wouldn't believe the stuff that I have in my phone. If someone found my phone on the floor and they just saw all this stuff, they'd be like, what the fuck does this girl do? Who are all these people? Because I just get sent so much stuff. And I was like, where am I going to put this? That's what Discord's for. And that's what people are starting Discords for. There's so many Discords out there for so many different things. And apparently there's one for MILFs. And this guy is going and hooking up for MILFs. There's definitely something about women in their 40s and guys in their 20s that is perfect. And you want to know why it's perfect? Women in their 40s are super horny, and guys in their 20s are super horny, okay? And so if you're a super horny young guy in your 20s and you're not looking for a relationship, go after a MILF. She's not going to bother you. She doesn't want you to take her out, really. I know when I was like bagging my 25-year-old when I was in my 40s, I refused to go out in public with him. I was like embarrassed, and not because he wasn't hot. He was hot as shit. Oh my God. I thought he was gorgeous. I mean, he was gorgeous, but it was that I was like embarrassed that he was so much younger than me, even though it doesn't matter. That was just the way I felt. But that's what's great about a MILF, and I think that's why guys seek them out. It's kind of like no strings attached, NSA kind of a deal. She's just going to bang you. You're going to bang her out, and you're both going to call it a day. I was hit on by a young guy
in a store. He was like chasing me around. He was like some young security guard, or I don't know what he was doing in the store, but he worked there and he kept trying to talk to me. And I eventually said, because I'm me, like, are you trying to hit on me? Because like, if you are, like, this isn't going to go anywhere. And he was like, oh, yes. You know, he gave me all these like cheesy lines and shit. And I was like, listen, you're not wrong to go for the older lady walking around the store with her kid. I had my son with me. I'm like, that is a good call. I get it. You're young. You're looking to just have sex and you want no strings attached. That is the right thing to do. I'm the wrong person because at that time my son was still really young and I just was focused on him and I wasn't even going to take a young lover. Would I take a young lover now? Yes. But would I take one that hit on me in a store? Probably not. I just don't roll that way. But, you know, another gym guy for sure. That's the way I roll. I like to find guys at the gym. But, you know, I told him, like, you're sniffing down the right trail if that's what you're looking for. And he copped to it and we had a whole funny conversation. So I would say to any 20-something-year-old listening to this, if you're not ready for a real relationship yet, go get yourself a MILF. And MILFs, if you're listening to this, women in their 40s, you're so horny. You've never been hornier. Go get yourself a young guy. He's going to bang you out. He's going to fuck you a lot of times, okay? He's going to treat you really well when you're with him. He's going to please you more than a guy your own age will, only because he's going to be super eager. That's what I think about the younger guys. They just really want to put on a good show and they're super eager and they have no problems or issues. Then it's just strictly transactional, but everyone's happy. Everyone's happy. Some MILFs wind up dating their guys. I give them credit. There's a lot of 40-something-year-olds dating 20-something-year-olds. I was never into that. That's just me. But I think everybody's different. Some women totally could care less about age and would absolutely date a guy in their 20s and when they're in their 40s. And I think, fuck yeah, if you could do that and you're not self-conscious about it and stuff, that's great. The only reason why I was so anti it is because I always felt older than I was when I was with somebody young. You know what I mean? Like when you're with another old person, you just feel normal. When you're with someone like really young, you feel older. Like I personally think like when a really old guy is dating a young chick, a lot of times he looks older standing next to her than he would if he was with a older woman. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I don't like that aspect of it. But for other people who don't, I think fucking great for you. Like you're less self-conscious about it. You're more secure than I am. That's what I think. I think the reason why I'm not into it is my own insecurity. So I think women that do that and will date a young 25-year-old when they're 45, I think that's amazing. And guys have been doing it since the dawn of time. So why can't women? And when those relationships end, I love how men will be like, oh yeah, well, it's because they were so old. It's like, why did your relationship end? Was it because you were old? Because most likely your relationship ended too. Most people's relationships end at some point. And even if someone's relationship ends because at the end of the day, somebody does age out of that relationship and someone's young and they want a family, maybe the woman can't, or vice versa, whatever that is, that's okay too. If they had 10 years together, what's fucking wrong with that? Would somebody give up 10 years of happiness just because it doesn't last the rest of their lives? People have this like crazy idea that every relationship has to last forever, like some Disneyland movie that you watched when you were a child. Like most relationships are not going to last forever. And that's okay. That doesn't mean that those relationships that don't last forever are a failure. I mean, your marriage that lasts 2 years, I call that a failure. My brother has had a couple marriages, okay? His first one, he only lasted 2 years. I was like embarrassed for him, okay? 2 years, you can't fucking make it last longer than that. Come on. You took us all for a ride, $75,000 wedding, and you broke up after 2 years. That's bullshit. But his second divorce, which he's going through now, he's married 14 years. I don't call that a failure. That's a long relationship. Not everything, like I said, is meant to be forever. So that's the way I look at it. How did I get there from MILFs and this guy? He's also into guys too. Like I went so off topic. But obviously it seems like this guy wants to call into my show. I probably sent him a link to call in. So he'll probably be calling in to tell his story. Because like I said, he's also into guys. Hasn't bought him yet, but he wants to. So eventually, hopefully, we'll hear his whole story. Anyway, on to the next confession.
Yeah, I've been listening to your podcast, and you're more exciting than the guest. I mean, everyone I've heard, you always say something that's so sexy or something that just a turn on. So when I listen to your podcast, I listen to you more than them, just to let you know. I just heard the one where you said you like come and swallow. It's just hearing you say that is such a turn on. It's like, damn, I can't believe it. Very exciting. And the one they send you pantyhose to try on, how you say you've been wearing them, and how you like them a lot more now. I think that's so sexy. And seeing you in a short skirt with the pantyhose. But even more than that, the panties are even more, the silky panties. You put the pantyhose on, and then you put the panties over. So if someone does see up your skirt, they don't just see that pantyhose look. They see the silky panties, like maybe red ones, black stockings. I just picture you wearing them. And I have a panty fetish from when I was younger. And how you say that you get wired in, I think I probably did, because that's what I think about the most.
Okay, so now listen, I have a whole spreadsheet of all the confessions that I get in, and I keep them all in categories, and one category, it's just called rants. It's just called jerking off. And I can't tell you how many guys have called in to confess that they jerk off to me. Very flattering. Thanks for the fact that you said that you find me interesting and you're turned on when you're listening to me talk about swallowing. I've talked about swallowing before. I had a whole episode I aired. It was like a quick bonus episode that I did for Valentine's Day. And it was all about how and why girls should fucking swallow. I think most girls don't swallow. I was watching Real Housewives of Atlanta recently, and they were all talking about whether they swallowed or not. And the majority of women at the table said no. And the minority of them said yes. And of course, because I just make crazy assumptions, I just think that's how the whole world is, right? The majority of women don't swallow and the minority do. And I don't understand why not. Swallow. I think every girl should swallow. My whole analogy on Valentine's Day was like, if you would eat a fucking oyster, but you don't swallow jizz, something's wrong with you. So listen, guy that called up and says he jerks off to me, if you want to hear me talking about swallowing and digging, swallowing cum, listen to that whole episode. It was posted on Valentine's Day. It's a funny little rant that I gave. This little rant, you gave up some stuff about yourself. This guy is obviously into panties and pantyhose. And let me tell you, people listening, okay? I've been doing Fetish Fridays since the beginning of time on my show. And one thing I know is that a lot of guys are into pantyhose. You know who you are. And if you're not a guy that's into pantyhose, you know a guy that's into pantyhose, whether he's obsessed with seeing them on women or he's obsessed with seeing them on women and he likes wearing them himself, those guys exist. I always say on my hoser episodes, I call guys who like pantyhose hosers. I always say on those episodes, like the next time you're in a room full of 50 guys, shut the door, lock the door, and make every guy pull down their pants. And you're going to probably find one or two guys wearing pantyhose. Guys are sporting pantyhose underneath their pants all the time. It's a very common fetish. I was surprised. People who aren't hosers that are listening to this confessions episode are probably like, what are you talking about, Kathy? Because I didn't know that there was a whole pantyhose fetish when I started to do my show. But when I went onto Craigslist looking for people to call into my show because I was desperate for callers at the time, I found so many guys into the pantyhose fetish. And he says, oh, when you wear them and you're putting them on and you're trying them on. And I do that. I have a whole tier on Patreon dedicated to hosers. They send me in pantyhose. I try them on. I try on different brands. I've learned so much about pantyhose since talking to hosers in the past 10 years. And let me tell you, any girl that's listening, that's dating a hoser or whose husband is a hoser and they're like horrified by it or anything, you should get into it. Wear a pair of pantyhose for your guy whenever he wants it, okay, if that's what he likes. Not only will it make him super happy, if a guy has a fetish and you play into it, he's going to think you're like the hottest bitch on the planet. And any girls out there, the next time you're wearing pantyhose or tights or anything like that out and about, take notice. to your surroundings. What you probably don't know is there are tons of guys that are checking you out because you're wearing pantyhose. Like I said, there's a lot of guys that are into it and they are on the lookout and they are checking out women on the daily. So you girls, if you're married to one or you're dating one and you don't like to buy into his kink, trust me, he's looking at all the other girls that are doing it for him out on the streets, out and about. Okay. He's getting his rocks off somewhere and he might be wearing them behind your back. And it's sad that women give a shit because, you know, I'm so used to this kind of stuff and I think it's no big deal. A lot of guys are into it. This guy's into panties too. Some guys are into panties. For all you girls out there that found a pair of panties in your guy's bedroom one day and you just automatically assumed he cheated, your second thought should be, or maybe these are his and he's wearing them. Now, I don't know which is worse, that your guy likes to wear women's panties or he's cheating on you with another girl. But I remember once watching a reality TV show and I think it was like 90 Day Fiance, and the girl was moving her guy out and she found some bras in a drawer and she was really horrified. I forget what the guy said, but never once would any girl in that situation, unless they're me and they run a show like I do and they're talking to guys with a lot of fetishes, would ever think that those bras might be the guys. But there are guys that have a bra fetish and they wear bras. You don't know. But I know. And so when I see that 90 Day Fiance episode and the girl pulls out the bras and she's confronting him, I'm like, oh my God, they're probably his. And I don't know what to say at that point. Oh, don't worry, baby. Those are mine. Or, oh, yeah, they're your best friends and I'm banging her. I don't know which is worse to a girl. I think I'd rather him be into it because I wouldn't care. I could get into anything if I'm into a guy. That's what I think. Like, why not? I got into pantyhose because of my hosers. Recently, I bought like this really hot pantyhose like bodysuit that had like a cutout crotch and I made sure to wear it when I saw my booty call guy, and I loved it. It was like a real hot see-through kind of stripper outfit. I like stuff like that. But a hoser would love that. Buy something like that if you're dating a hoser, if your guy wants you in pantyhose. Put on some hot outfits like that. It'll be so into it. Pantyhose are not out of style. They're back in style. This guy obviously has a pantyhose fetish. He also obviously has a panties fetish. I don't know that I've ever really talked about my panties on my show. He also has a swallowing cum fetish, right? And he's jerking off to me. So there you go. Thanks for tuning in, guy. And thanks for calling my confessions hotline. Anyway, on to the next confession.
Hi, I am a longtime listener, first time caller. And I am really just calling because I have a confession. I am very interested in playing with guys and potentially the couples, but I have never done it and don't know where to start. I am not extremely experienced, so like when I say that, less than 4 partners. I am like approaching mid-30s, but extremely fascinated and interested. Listen to different podcasts, read different like stories, very interested in exploring, but not really sure where to start or how to start. I am also a African-American female. I am a larger woman. I live in, I'll say, predominantly white community. So yeah, just not totally sure where to start, how to start.
Okay, listen. I don't know what her name is, but this is a female caller looking for advice. I always like to end my confessions episode with someone looking for advice. Okay, so she wants to go out and be a unicorn, right? That's what she's saying. She wants to go out and do some naughty things that she's been listening to on podcasts, my podcast probably. She wants to get freaky and she doesn't know where to start. What I hear from people is, of course, you start on apps. Do you want to be on the DL? Because you got to take that into consideration. Listen, I just got a confession that I haven't aired yet, but it was like, I'm into interracial porn. I know you live in an all-white community, but so many of those white guys would love to be with you. So it's not like you can't find somebody that lives down the block. A lot of couples are looking for a unicorn. That's what you are, okay? And what you might not realize yet, because you haven't put yourself out there, is you are a unicorn. A lot of couples are looking for a woman that wants to join as a third. It's very hard to find. So when you do wind up going on those apps and you put yourself out there, you're going to get a lot of people that are going to be coming after you. But you're going to have to weed through them. Because listen, unfortunately, like everything, there's just going to be a lot of garbage. It's not like every single person that emails is going to be perfect. You're going to have to weed through a lot of garbage. Some people will be fakes and phonies. Some people, this is what I've heard, some people will be fakes and phonies. Some people will just be looking to do like online stuff or just a lot of talking when they're jerking off while they're sending you shit and then they're done and it's over and then you never meet with them. But it sounds like you really want the real deal. You want to actually go out and have these experiences. So you have to put yourself up on the apps. Now, if you don't want people knowing who the fuck you are and nobody in your neighborhood knowing what you're doing, I suggest going on apps and being anonymous on there, like putting up body shots or something, and don't really out yourself to anyone with your face until you have vetted them and know that they're real and it's someone that you trust. And then you could put yourself out there. But, you know, there's apps like FetLife, Adult Friend Finders, like Tinder, I think Field, all those kinds of apps nowadays are open to all kinds of different situations. So if you put yourself out there as a woman looking for a couple or just a guy, like for random hot hookups, you're going to get a lot of people down for it. And like I said, you're going to have to weed through, but you're definitely going to have some experiences. And, you know, the fact that you're bigger is only going to add to that, because guys fucking love bigger women. It's a fact. It's a thing that's only going to help your cause. You're going to put yourself out there, show your hot body, put it out there that you're a unicorn. Weed out the people that aren't into that, but you're going to attract all the people that are, and there's tons of people that are. So I think the best way always to weed out as much garbage as possible is to be as specific as possible and as real as possible as you could be in your profile, so you don't have to weed through the garbage later, right? So on an app where you're just looking to hook up, it's going to be body shots, not face shots. Like I said, you could keep that out of your profile and remain anonymous if you want in the beginning, because most people for hookups is going to be, you know, they want to see the package. You're hooking up for sex. That's what I would think. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. This is what I hear, though, from people on my show. And like I said, it's that you go on the apps, you put yourself as a unicorn, you're looking for couples, you're going to get a lot of fakes. You're going to have to weed through a lot of stuff. A lot of guys and people that are going to hit you up are going to be saying stupid things. I always have people on telling my audience like what not to do on the apps, because you're going to get a lot of nonsense. But you will find an experience if that's what you're into, because I have to tell you, you, like I said, you are the unicorn, and that's what people are looking for. I think you should definitely really think it through and come up with some rules and boundaries for yourself and figure out what you want, what you don't want, and be very upfront about those things with the couple and make sure that you are really open to communicating with whoever you do wind up hooking up with, because that world and those kinds of experiences are all about communication. I had a woman on recently who wound up hooking up with a couple, and she had the worst sex with him, and she kept going back, and I was like, why didn't you just tell him, like, don't do it that way, do it this way? And she just wouldn't kind of speak up for herself, but she kept going back to them, but it wasn't like ideal at all, and she wasn't into it. So you gotta be open to communicating so you could get what you want out of the situation, right? That's the moral of the story. Speak up, be honest, over-communicate, figure out exactly what you want, put as much of that in your profile as necessary to weed out the bullshit, and go have fun, because this is what you want to do. The minute you put yourself up on the apps and put up some hot pics, you're going to be hit up and you're going to wind up having your first experience. And make sure to email me or call the Confessions Hotline and let me know when you do find a couple or someone to hook up with. And then I'll have you on and you'll tell your full story. Anyway, thanks so much for calling in. If anybody wants to leave a confession on my Confessions Hotline, you could call the number anytime. Make sure you're in a quiet place. Hold the phone up to your ear. You have 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just hang up and call back. I change everybody's voices. The number is 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics, and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests, as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous.